from San Francisco Bay and the life of the greatest minstrel that America has ever known is in the balance. A turn of a card, the telling of a gag, within a few moments, a wife, a legion of friends, and a nation are brokenhearted. So it was, so alas it is, the passing from this earthly scene of Al Jolson. And the voice that once put majesty into the American popular song must from now on come from a disc instead of the heart from whence it came. Oh, my friends, I know that it is the purpose of the speaker at times like these to voice lofty phrases of consolation about the life pulled in and a happy conclusion to a great career. But I, contemporary of Al's, find myself too shocked and torn within to say that all is well. And I dare not lie from this sacred platform to say that I and we rejoice in the fact that he is at peace. It would be far from the truth, and I would need the spiritual strength of a rabbi and a priest and a minister combined to do so. Human flesh and the frailty of human nature can't stand it. And to those of us who have been wounded by this event, we cannot become reconciled that this dynamic bundle of energy, with its God-given talent that called itself Al Jolson, is at peace. The very humanly emotional heart of the theatrical business does not heal so easily. And the tears that must fall from the eyes of the many who miss him already cannot be halted by the spoken word. No, the word will not take the place of his song. Not only has the entertainment world lost its king, but we cannot cry, long live the king. For there is no one to hold his scepter. Those of us who tarry behind are but pale imitations and merely princeling. The history of the world does not say enough about how important the song and the singer have been. From the days of old, when a man first sang Yankee Doodle on the streets of Boston, or the peasant in France who first sang the Marseillaise, the history will record the name of Jolson, who in the twilight of his life sang his heart out in a foreign land to the wounded and to the valiant. And I am proud to have basked in the sunlight of his greatness, to have been part of his time. And only a few days ago, I hugged him and said, "Good night, AC. Take care of yourself." And now I find my faith coming back to me as I speak to you, and I would lay aside my sackcloth and ashes and say to my fellow mourners that I am thankful to God that there was, that there is Al Jolson. And I have faith that he will never die in the hearts of the people. No, no such plot will ever fall under fair charter of American memory. And your children's children will be listening to his voice, telling each other that this was a man who spent his life bringing joy to others, and when it ended, gave most of his great fortune to good causes. They will know that their world was happier because of the great artistry of Al Jolson. Baruch Dynamis, blessed is the righteous judge, amen. Good night, Al. Thank you.